your lovely orbiting. I inhale it a world away until my body can say, oh, 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 oh. I need not one thing more. Oh, wrap the ground around your gentle winding mind. Oh, guard the pounding sound. Breathe in your fiery air. Oh, wrap the ground around. Get back and hungry a star. Oh, guard the pounding sound. You'll be the moon, I'll be the earth, and when we burst, start over. Oh, darling, begin again, begin again, begin again. You'll be the moon, I'll be the earth, and when we burst, start over. Oh, darling, begin again, begin again, begin again. This is Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local. Arts, culture, food and drink, tech, opinion, and a lot more. We just listened to Purity Ring play Begin Again. They're going to be at Pygmalion Festival happening very soon, just a few days, the headliners. And I'm Rebecca, the co-host of Smile Politely Radio, and I'm here to talk with Patrick Singer about Pygmalion. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you totally stressed out by festival life at this point?
I'm hanging in there, you know. Like we were saying earlier, I don't feel like I'm behind, which is a good feeling. You know, this is my third festival, so, you know, you get used to it after a couple years of doing it, but there's definitely steps to take to make sure that you are prepared.
Not falling over once exactly. The festival actually begins.
It definitely takes a lot of time. But ultimately, managing your time the best that you can is the thing I have to do. So I feel pretty good. I'm excited about next weekend. I'm in the position where I'm excited. I'm not ready for it to be over. I'm ready for it to be here. So I think that's an important thing to note. But it should be good.
All right. So can you give us a rundown of what people can find at this year's festival?
Yeah. So as in years past. You know, there are components of the festival. So this is the 11th year of the music festival. So obviously bands and music and those sorts of things around town, Champaign and Urbana and Cranford Center District, Canopy Club. But also, you know, we have other components of the festival. So there's a literary component. So there's authors and writers and book presses, that will come in and, you know, showcase what they've written. They want to sell their books. There's a book or a lit crawl, so some local authors will be mixed in there. The literary fair or the Lit Fest is 3 years old now. It started in 2013, and then there's a Made Fest component, which is the craft festival that takes place on Sunday in downtown Champaign. So that's like vintage handmade wares that's set up right next to the music festival outdoor show on Saturday and Sunday. And this year we've added a whole new component. So we added a tech component this year. So this is the first time we've done that. So it's been an interesting process trying to get everything ready and to go for that. You know, it's taken a lot of time to kind of develop that particular component because essentially we're combining a whole type of festival, a whole type of, you know, tech conference into another festival. So we're kind of, you know, integrating it in this particular way where, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to do. But ultimately, we feel that it's going to, you know, move Pygmalion in the direction that it needs to go into the future. So we're really excited. We're nervous, but we're excited. You know, it's that good nervous feeling. So I'm excited for it to be here.
So
the tech festival component is obviously the new thing this year. Can you talk a little bit about what that's going to involve?
So the idea, you know, I've been to tech conferences here and there, done a little research on kind of what a tech conference looks like. And the reason why
you're an expert of sorts.
I wouldn't say that. I definitely wouldn't say that. You know, there's a particular way that Pygmalion looks. You know, it happens in, it doesn't happen in a field out in the middle of somewhere and people will come there and camp out. You know, it happens in the cool venues and restaurants and bars in Champaign-Urbana. And it only looks the way that it does because of this community. So, you know, there are lots of great things about conferences, lots of educational opportunities, lots of cool speakers, lots of cool people, lots of good information to be had. But we wanted to integrate those types of things, whether panels or parties or demos and things like that, into Pygmalion the way that it fits best, which is alongside all of the other programming that we have. So the tech part of Pygmalion will look similar to a tech conference because it'll have all those things. It'll have panels. People smarter than me will be talking about subjects that are way over my head. But also, you know, they'll be in places like, you know, Urbana or a Sipyard, which is a new bar, or we'll have a demo day in the Cranert Center lobby, or we'll have
could you talk a little bit about the demo day? What kind of experiences will people be able to have there?
Yeah, for sure. So the demo day will be in the Cranert Center lobby on Friday. It'll be happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So there's a variety of, you know, we have a variety of companies and organizations that are set up. So Research Park is a big part of that. They have an anchor space. So they're going to be showcasing a lot of things that make Research Park cool on site, whether that's, you know, different companies or organizations that help fill their footprint, that they're a big part of the tech scene here. So we're really happy to have them involved. Wolfram will have another, you know, footprint. They obviously do Wolfram Alpha and these kind of amazing cloud technologies that they have. And Stephen Wolfram is our keynote, so we're really happy about that. But they're going to have like live coding and demos that will be happening there at Cranert. And then with Parkland College, they'll have another footprint. And the EDC will have one too. So there'll be all sorts of like companies that will be there either showcasing, hey, this is who we are. Mm-hmm. This is what we... You know, this is who we are in this tech community. Or also we'll have things like the computer science department will be there from the university and they'll be showcasing Oculus technology. So Oculus virtual reality.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. So like, you know, there's the Oculus headsets that, you know, they cover your eyes and all of your ears as well with it's crazy. It's a crazy immersive technology that you really feel like you're in another place. You know, it brings you into another reality, for lack of a better term. But they'll be there kind of demoing that. So it'll be cool to have people that'll be able to try those things out. So, you know, it's kind of a mixture between informational and educational things, but also you can actually demo things on site there. You can try out Oculus. You can try out this NeuroMaker from Norton. They have this machine that essentially reads your senses and it like draws lines on, it's not like a lie detector, but
we're totally living in the future.
Yeah, exactly. it if I understand it correctly, it reads your senses and according to how your brain is working and your brain function. So those things are, you know, those things get me excited because I'm always very, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I know some things, but also I'm amazed at how bright and brilliant some people are that are able to develop these things. So I think ultimately showcasing those types of people is, you know, it's cool for us because they see the festival as a cool opportunity for them to showcase what they do to maybe a different type of audience that might not have any idea what they do. Just as the people that will know what they do might not know anything about Pygmalion Festival. So it's cool because it's kind of melded the two totally different fields together that that really can share a lot of common ground with Pygmalion being a cultural event that's very relevant here. So kind of combining all those things has been cool. But we will have like panels and things like that. So there's a whole day at Research Park. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of panels from a lot of the awesome people that are out there, variety of topics that they're experts on. Mm-hmm. And then Krannert is on Friday, but there's also a component of Downtown Urbana on Thursday. And then there's a handful of panels on Saturday in Downtown Champaign. So it kind of shifts all over according to where the festival is on each particular day. So it's a handful for sure, but we're excited to see how things go, because it'll definitely be a learning opportunity for us to see it worked or this didn't.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about the music? Obviously, one of the main things that's happening at Pygmalion, what kind of acts are going to be there, what days, and for people who might not be familiar with the acts, maybe describe a little bit about some of the headliners, what sound is like.
Sure. So, you know, this year, the music fest, there's music on five nights in a row. So Wednesday at Krannert Art Museum, Thursday is in Downtown Urbana. This guy named Whitey Morgan is doing a really awesome, like, country show. Mm-hmm. He's one of the first real, like, legit country artists that we've booked. And he's more so, you know, I use that term, the term country, pretty loosely, but playing at the Rose Bowl with the Fights, you know, that's a country show. And then, you know, there are other club shows that are happening on Thursday night. There's Owen at Silver Creek. There's Bully and Riley Walker at Iron Post. So there's a variety of shows that are happening in Downtown Urbana on Thursday. You know, kind of, you know, Bully's kind of more punk, and Owen is, you know, acoustic, singer-songwriter type stuff. And then Friday is the marquee show at Krannert Center. So Toon Yards and Patrick Watson will be in the Festival Theater. That's where we always have like our main show on Friday night, or our main Krannert show rather. Sometimes it switches around. And then there'll be Savoy at Candy Club. So it's more of like an EDM show, which will be cool. And then Saturday is really like the main marquee day for Pygmalion, because everything, you know, lit, music, tech, and Made are all in Downtown Champaign on Saturday. So Run the Jewels are our headliner this year, hip-hop duo, Killer Mike and LP. So that's, you know, those guys are kind of at the top of their game right now. So it's really exciting that we were able to, you know, have them for the festival in this particular market. And then they're playing with Pyrrhic on the same night outside behind the High Dive. So that'll be our, you know, our biggest show to date. Last year with Churches, that was amazing. But this year with, you know, Purity Ring and Run the Jewels, like, that's a, you know, a two punch, you know, 1-2 punch, I guess. So, and then Saturday night, we'll have like a variety of shows in Downtown Champaign. So like Cowboy Monkey, Mike and Molly's, Memphis on Main, High Dive. And then Sunday is the last day. So it'll be Sylvanesso and Ride, in the same place that Run the Jewels and Purity Ring are playing. So there's all sorts of bands that are playing. You know, they all kind of fit within this aesthetic of indie rock, but, you know, hip hop and country and indie and, you know, electro pop and, mm-hmm. you know, shoegaze, all of these things mixed together kind of fit the Pygmalion brand. And Ride hasn't toured in 20 years. So for them to come and play in Champaign-Urbana is pretty cool. It was a very guilty pleasure. you know, Seth Fine is the festival director, and you know, we've both been huge fans of Ride, but him especially, that's one of his favorite bands ever. So I think that was a real feather in his cap to be able to get them to come here. So yeah, there's a lot of music. You can see most of it really, if you plan accordingly. That's kind of the way we like to do things, is to make them, you know, accessible, and people are able to go to a lot of shows each day. So yeah, there's a lot of music happening, and obviously that's the linchpin of the festival, because it's always been that way. This is the 11th year of the music component. But we think adding, you know, we've added these things in bits and pieces, so we've tried to manage these things the best we can, and it's turned into something that's really cool. And so we're interested to see how those things mix, mm-hmm. especially with tech. We'll see mm-hmm. what happens, but we're excited.
When you describe Pygmalion, especially this kind of cumulative process where you're adding on new components every year, I have this image in my head of a puppet master who's like got more and more puppets on his hands eventually, before the show's over. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what the process of planning something that's not only so, big, but also so different in terms of the kinds of experiences that people can have. Like, when do you start planning, and what are the kind of essential processes that need to be pinned down the very beginning before all the details fall in?
Yeah, well, contrary maybe popular belief, the festivals, you know, effects do not fall into place easily.
things just happen,
and
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's magic. It really is. Everything happens on the days it's supposed to happen, exactly when they're supposed to happen. You know, and also we're kind of out of our minds too, so that's another factor. But you know, a lot of people, you know, this is our entire year. We spend, you know, from January through September getting this thing ready. And, you know, credit to Seth. He's been in this community for a long time. You know, he's from Urbana, has lived in Champaign for a handful of years now. But he knows, you know, this community like the back of his hand. And he has we have a lot of community support to be able to thank for that. You know, there's no question that the festival wouldn't be able to happen without a lot of help from people that are partners in the event, whether that's Cranford Center, City of Champaign, Urbana, or Research Park, or Parkland. There's just, you know, we have a mass list of people that help make the festival even possible. So we're super lucky for them, because they believe in what the festival brings to the community and the value that it adds. But also, you know, starting in, you know, December and January, you know, we're getting those things started up again. But also, you know, we start booking the bands earlier in the year, because it all depends on routing. So a lot of people think that, you know, the bands are just, you know, up for grabs, but really a lot of bands aren't, because of the tour schedules and things like that. So it just depends on A, the budget, and B, which bands are available and which bands look good for us, and which ones we can get behind and say, hey, that's, you know, we like that band. First of all of the bands are bands, usually most all of them are bands that these are bands that we're listening to anyway, like Run the Jewels. Like, I was listening to that album nonstop last year, you know, and just so happens that it worked out, we were able to get them. So, you know, it really is a process of, you know, raising sponsorship and, you know, booking the bands, and then announcing the bands and announcing the schedule, you know, adding more bands, you know, promotion is huge for us. You know, we spend all summer and into the fall, you know, May through September, we're just constantly promoting. So promo is huge for us. So really it, you know, we're not a very big crew in terms of, you know, there's a handful of people that are, you know, actually curating the festival, but, you know, there are tons of people that help us make it possible and make it happen. Everyone from security to our hospitality team to the people that, you know, our designer, people that help us print things, you know, it's all sorts of stuff. So it's, you know, we're a small crew at the core. So Beth that does the music component, I do the tech side. And then Caleb Curtis does the Lit Fest, and Justine Bersoni does the Made Fest. So all of these things, you know, and then we have our sidekicks for each one. We don't do it all of ourselves, but, you know, we certainly have help. So it's definitely a process, and it takes a lot of time to be able to not only, you know, confirm and book the bands and speakers and authors and vendors that we want, but also organize them in a way that makes sense for, you know, how everything's supposed to be cohesive. I think when people see it, sometimes they're like, wait, all of this happens at the same time. All of these things are happening on the same, they're not like separate festivals, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, not to toot our own horn, but that's kind of, people see that and they say, oh, wait, is the Lit Fest happening at the same weekend as the Music Fest? And we say, yes, you know, these things are, you can literally see a band and then watch an author play or watch an author read. So in the same venue, you know, so a lot of these things happen, you know, they're just orchestrated. So in a way it is kind of like, we are puppeteers. We're, you know, orchestrating this thing every year. But really it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of long hours and a lot of, way too many emails. That's for sure. you know, we live on email in a lot of ways to get this done, but, you know, it's exciting. You know, it makes me happy to be able to see, you know, how everything comes together. and to appreciate all, I appreciate all of the other components too. And, you know, it's almost like an obsessive thing because we're a pretty, you know, tight group. You know, Seth and Caleb have been friends for years, and it just kind of happened that this was something he wanted to help do. Mm-hmm. And Seth was like, yeah, man, like, you can do it. You know, we'll see what happens. And then Justine is so creative with, you know, she's a pro photographer, and she's just got this very, you know, interesting, creative side to her. So she curates Madefest in a really particular way. So, it's cool to see all the components kind of come together and everyone get behind it for what it is. So we'll see, you know, how things, and if I'm standing on Sunday night, while Ride is playing, you know, that's a good sign. So we're excited. We're ready for it to be here for sure.
So this is your third year that you've been involved in planning the festival. Could you mention a couple like specific moments or times that you had in the past couple years to kind of stand back and experience Pygmalion that you really appreciate or think fondly of?
For sure. So, you know, my first year was 2013, was the first year I did the festival, and I was really learning. I was pretty new. So, you know, I'd worked with Seth for 3 months before that. But I would say my most fond memory was actually last year. And it's kind of, you know, it's not sappy or sentimental, but, you know, my family was there, and it was cool that they were able to come see what I spend my whole year kind of helping produce. So that was really cool. I think the most satisfying or, you know, gratifying thing is seeing people really enjoy themselves. You know, I had somebody the other day that said, you know, you're providing an experience for someone, and it's easy to kind of lose sight of that because you're saying, oh, I just need to, you know, we're just producing this concert, you know? But ultimately, you know, it's a cultural event in town that we're, you know, people have experiences here, and they connect with the music, they connect with the readers, they connect with things. So I guess last year during churches, you know, Saturday night, downtown Champaign, the weather was amazing, you know, seeing your friends and family have a great time and see other people that you don't even know, enjoy themselves. That's kind of like the thing that sticks out to me and kind of keeps me going. 'Cause then you forget all of the, it like washes over you. You forget how many hours you spent planning this thing for a band to get on stage, kind of like do what they do. So that's kind of the best part, in my opinion, at least for me. I've had experiences before, I even working for the festival, that stick out to me. You know, Explosions in the Sky in 2011, Cut Copy that same year, you know, Grizzly Bear or Big Frida in 2012. So I was, you know, I was a big fan of the festival before I even knew that I was going to be helping make it.
I was going to consume your entire life.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. It's fun. You know, not everyone is able to do their job and really love it. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that I don't take for granted, but getting to plan the experience for other people is fun. And then when you're done, you can sleep. Mm-hmm. after the festival's over, you know, you're in a coma for a little bit. So I always tell people that, you know, I'm not going to get back to you for a little bit. I'm going to go to sleep. But yeah, so those are kind of the fond memories that I have, especially this being my third one. So we'll see what happens this year.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Patrick. And I'm looking forward to Pygmalion next week and weekend in Urbana, Champaign, and many places in between.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. So you've been listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local, arts, culture, food and drink, tech, opinion, and much more. To take us out, we're going to listen to Braids play Taste, and Braids is playing on Friday at the Granite Center. So have a great evening.
loving you, but I know it's not true. It's just my way of getting through. 'Cause we experienced the love that we think we deserve, and I guess I thought I didn't need much from this.
And deep in